Hollingsworth here.
Okay. This is my speech. We're gonna do SB 715 by Soto. I carry a bill on behalf of SEIU Local 1000 and the State Department of Personnel Administration.
David, any opposition?
Yeah, it's on.
This bill ratifies an addendum to an MOU negotiated between the state and bargaining unit 3. The 2,400 education and library employees employed by the state. This addendum agreement was reached at the conclusion of court-mandated negotiations as a result of a lawsuit. Members, this bill implements the court ruling on Farrell versus Hickman, which required the state to negotiate with the exclusive representative for CYA Teachers Service Employees International Union Local 1000. On a new compensation package designed to attract and retain enough teachers to provide a quality education for the wards. I owe you, I urge your vote.
Move the bill.
Did you want to be a witness?
The Department of Personnel Administration co-sponsors of the bill.
Joshua Golka, SEIU Local 1000, co-sponsors.
Okay, any comments? Any opposition? Call roll.
Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alarcon. Alarcon, aye. Dunn.
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth, no.
Okay, which one is this? Who is this? The bill has passed, had enough votes. I'm presenting this for Senator Parada. It's a, for bargaining units 12 and 13, operating engineers. I'm presenting the bill 357, which contains the MOU for bargaining units 12 and 13, both of which represent the International Union of Operating Engineers. Can you hear this? It seems like it's... Here to testify on behalf of the bill and to answer any specific questions, yes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I was just gonna move the bill.
Okay, you don't want me or the rest of my beautiful...
I want to very much, that's why I was hesitating, Madam Chair.
All right, and we have Pam Snyder and Tim Crimmins, who are the operating engineers' testimony, okay, in favor of?
Tim Crimmins, operating engineers, this is the kind of a diverse membership, this is Caltrans, this is those at Department of Water Resources, and those who maintain the heating and air conditioning here in the building, among others.
Well, we have to do that.
You had to tell us.
Okay, any comments? Anybody in opposition? All right, call the roll.
Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alarcon. Alarcon, aye. Dunn.
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth, no.
The bill is out?
At least in Dennis's office.
Which one now?
Thank you.
29-3. Number four. What was that? Okay, so it'll be the item number four, which is AB 2930. By Assemblyman Laird.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the bill annexed to provisions of the MOU reached between the Department of Personnel Administration and Bargaining Unit 7, which is represented by cause and contains fish and game wardens, state park peace officers, public safety dispatcher and communications operators, and many other classifications of employees. The agreement provides one more year under the contract than is currently provided until June 30th. And people are expressing their opinion right up until the last minute here. And it also provides changes necessary to aid in the recruitment. And during the budget process this year, it was of significant interest, and we agreed in conference committee to an additional fund that would help with some of these classifications, such as fish and game wardens that were lagging in recruitment because their salaries were 18% to 30% behind. And we appreciate the fact that this has been negotiated so quickly and that we can enact this before we adjourn. So I would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Move the bill.
Witnesses in support. Do we have somebody? You have a question?
Well, I could wait till after the witnesses.
Okay. Witnesses in support?
Hi, Alan Barcelona. I'm president of CAUSE. We're co-author of the bill and in support.
Good morning, Steve Gaversler from the California Department of Justice. We strongly support this measure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pamela Schneider, representing DPA, co-sponsors of the bill.
Any comments from the...
Assemblymember Laird or Department of Personnel Administration, the issue of the wardens, the question I have is, as you recall, being the chair of the conference committee, we set aside...
Many people have attributed that to me, but I was just the vice chair this year, so thank you.
Well, that's right. It was last year. But what did not fail me in terms of my memory is that we had $30 million total in the budget for this type of problem, and we specifically asked for Department of Personnel Administration to report back to the legislature on the issue of recruitment and retention, specifically dealing with game wardens and a couple of other classifications, CDF, where it's a slightly different and a much larger problem because you have the compaction issue there. The wardens is a parity issue, and I'm just wondering, you know, this came out and obviously was in the process of being negotiated before the budget was finished, and I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen now that this appears to be far short of what will be necessary for the recruitment and retention to be real for the wardens. Mr. Laird mentioned 18% to 20% disparity, and we're looking at a 6.5% increase in this MOU.
6.5% plus two steps near the end, so for the fish and game warden. So
I guess my question is twofold then. What do you plan to do with the $30 million that we gave you to help with this problem, and that you're supposed to report back to the legislature what you're going to do with that to deal with this problem? And B, what's in this MOU that even comes close to dealing with this problem?
Senator, I'd like to ask the labor representative who worked on the contract to come up and answer those questions if I can.
And while that person's walking up, just to clarify factually, because I think you raise a good question, but if you look at the 6.5% and the 3.5% and the two steps right there, I think there's 20% within this contract for fish and game wardens. And I think you and I can have the argument that we actually had in the conference committee that we don't think that's enough.
Right.
But 20% is what's embodied in this contract.
Okay.
Hi, Christine Rodriguez, DPA.
Would you turn it on? Turn your.
I think it's on.
It's on. Christine Rodriguez, Department of Personnel Administration. To answer your question, I think Mr. Laird just explained it a little bit further. Is the effective July 1st, the Rangers will be, or the wardens will be receiving what equates to a 10% increase right off the top of everyone in the classification will receive that increase. Effective January 1st of 07, what was previously negotiated was a 5%, one step increase. In January of 2008, the wardens would be receiving another two steps. So over the term of the agreement, they would be receiving what equates to a 25% increase.
And is there anything for recruitment and retention for the short term for all these vacancies and the fact that there are, substantial numbers of them that are talking about retiring very quickly and creating even more vacancies?
In providing the 10% increase, we didn't touch their existing recruitment and retention differentials, so they'll receive the increase in addition to their existing R&Rs.
Do we know the position of the game wardens on this?
Yes, they voted no.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
Move the bill again.
Move it again. Bill's been moved. Any, these are all in support. You have any opposition? All right, let's call the roll.
Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alarcon.
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Dunn.
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth, no.
Thank you, Madam.
Okay, the bill is out. Thank you. Mr. Ridley Thomas.
That's a bad bill.
That would be correct.
That'd be the off.
In honor of Senator Ashburn only, with your permission, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. This bill, AB 2932, which contains the Memorandum of Understanding for Bargaining Unit Number 5, the California Association of Highway Patrolmen. It includes the agreement between the governor and the bargaining unit for the contract period from July 3, 2006 to July 2, 2010. Included in this bill are the provisions for excluded employees to provide them with equivalent benefits to those paid to the represented employees and addresses the issue of salary compaction for the supervisors and managers. Madam Chair, the bill also gives the Department of Personnel Administration special salary setting authority for certain statutorily exempt employees not to exceed 125% of the salary recommended for the governor by the California Citizens Compensation Commission. The Chief Executive Officer for the California Association of Highway Patrolmen, John Hamm, was here, did have to leave. I'm pleased to have with me the Honorable Aaron Reed and Pam Schneider, who is legislative coordinator for the Department of Personnel Administration, to answer technical questions. And that was that editorial was attributable to Mr. The Honorable Senator Mr. Ashburn. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I will move the bill, but I will refrain from engaging in a debate over the honorable staff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other witnesses? Would you like to testify?
No. Madam Chair, members Aaron Reed representing the Highway Patrol Association here in support. Would point out that there has been provisions in the past on fees for non-members. This contract does not contain that. Just wanted to point that out. Never has. This group doesn't have any provisions to have non-members pay any fees at all.
Thank you.
Pamela Schneider, representing DPA, co-sponsors of the bill.
Yes, Madam Chair, Sherry Golden, representing the Association of the California State Supervisors. I think we support the bill. I don't think we quite understand what the percentages are, but we're going to meet with Pam Schneider, DPA, afterwards and try to figure out what this actually means for our supervisors. But we think it means a pay raise.
But you are in support.
Yes, we are in support. Thank you.
Anyone in opposition? Bill's been moved.
The fair share fee is not a part of the...
Correct. Okay. Correct. It is not a part. Never has been.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Any other questions? All right. You move the bill.
Move the bill.
Okay.
Done, did, yes.
Soto?
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn?
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alarcon?
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Dunn?
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth? Hollingsworth, no.
Bill is out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That would have been the inimitable. I made a mistake in my earlier remarks. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Assemblyman Della Torre. Thank you. Ahead.
Thank you very much. Madam Chair and members, AB 1458 seeks to ratify the collective bargaining agreement of the California Association of Professional Scientists, Bargaining Unit 10, and the California Association of Psychiatric Technicians, Bargaining Unit 18. The agreements are effective from July 1st, 06 through June 30th, 08. For bargaining unit 10, the scientists will receive a 3.5% cost of living increase in the first year of the agreement, and another cost of living adjustment of 2 to 4%, depending on CPI, effective July 1st of 07. A few classifications will receive additional equity adjustments where DPA has had problems recruiting and retaining qualified scientists. The rest of the employees will receive a one-time bonus of $1,000. The employer's contribution to health care will be reduced, actually, from 85-80 formula to an 80-80 formula, effective January 1st, 07. Additionally, for employees hired on or after January 1st of 07, retirement benefits will be based on the three highest consecutive average salaries instead of the single highest salary for that employee. So again, a downward adjustment.
Move the bill.
You bill to move. Any opposition? Okay, call the vote. Any witness? Any other witnesses?
Pamela Schneider, representing DPA, co-sponsors.
Steve Baker with Aaron Reed and Associates for the California Association of Professional Scientists.
Ken Murch with the California Association of Psychiatric Technicians. We're in support of the bill.
In support. Thank you. Anyone in opposition? Again. All right. I'll go.
Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alarcon.
Aye.
Alarcon, aye. Dunn.
Aye.
Dunn, aye. Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth, no.
Thank you very much. Bill's
Thank
out.
Thank you.
We're done?
Thank you. Comes over.
Did we do my bill?
We did.
Okay.